There are three things that attract the attention of angels. One thing is a man that knows his identity and is still humble. One thing, that thing is a man that is conscious of the glory of God upon him, is conscious of the power of God at work in his life, and yet is humble. And another thing is when we worship. When we worship, angels look intently. And the last thing is when we are able to assess and handle revelation. Oh, how glorious. When we are able to assess and handle revelation, scripture said that the principalities, the angels, they look intently whilst we handle mysteries. Oh, glory to God. And tonight we are privileged to be handling mysteries. We are privileged to be handling mysteries in this place. But whilst we zoom into that place of handling revelation, we just want to enjoy some moment of worship, just 2 minutes. You just want to lift up your voice, bless the name of the Lord. You just want to lift up your voice, bless the name of the Lord. Moroko shebu Isaiah, eleko shaba ba 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 ba, ereko shama na na mahaya, do shebu Isaiah na na na. When you ask me if I believe that God is real, I know that God is real. If you ask me if I know that healing is possible, if the miraculous is possible, I know the miraculous. I know the healing. And these things I speak of tonight, I sense a great anointing in the house. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till your work on earth is done. Sing with me. Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah tonight for giving us your Son. And leaving your Spirit till your work on earth is done, and leaving your Spirit till your work on earth is done. Oh, Rashandi Kola Bahaya, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds. If there is ever any soothing name I've heard, it's not the name of a loved one. It's not the name of my mom or my dad or my beloved or anyone. It's the name of Jesus. Earlier today, I was talking with one of my friends on the Trinity, and I was trying to explain it with the Athanasius Creed that backs Trinity, saying that there are distinctive persons by the self-same God. And I just came to the point where I was saying that the Son came to reveal the name of the Father so that the Spirit will come and reveal the name of the Son. Bible says that he's giving a name that is above every other name. Just be blessed in the name of the Lord. Just be blessed in the name of the Lord. All right. Amazing. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We thank you and we give you praise. All right, so you can, if you can hear me, you could give a thumbs up in the chat session. Just say hallelujah. You can unmute yourself. Just say hallelujah. Just say hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amazing. 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 So tonight, I'll be picking a very interesting subject, desire culture. Most of the time when we hear desire, what comes to mind is mostly the negative aspect of it. What I want to do, what I want to become. And we are more concerned about the negative aspect of it. How our desires can cause us bad. Hallelujah. So tonight, I'll be quickly going through desire culture. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that grace is poured into my lips tonight. I thank you, O God, that your oil smears on me and flows like your name flows forth. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that tonight I receive understanding, clarity, and eloquence to release your word. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, let my listeners grasp and catch the anointing to understand, the grace to comprehend the comprehensible word of God only by the Spirit man. The Bible says that these things are but incomprehensible to the natural man, but to the spiritual man, it is comprehensible. Father, your name be glorified tonight. Let anything need be subdued. I lay everything, every ability at your feet. Pick it up and use it for your glory. The ears of my listeners are anointed. I break the hold of anything evil, anything misunderstanding, anything misrepresentation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and I declare they shall understand freely. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the heavens over them is opened, and they receive the packages from the heavens. For thy word is the best gift we can have, anytime, any day. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Okay, so desire culture. Now, culture. From social studies, I like to bring school when I am ministering so that I will understand that my school has some importance in my ministry. Hallelujah. So most of the time, I try to bring in some chemistry, some physics, and all that. So from social studies, we understand that culture is the way of life. As simple as that. Culture is the way of life. In other words, culture becomes an activity that one strategizes, one accepts, and one adopts to continually adhere to. So if I wake up every morning and the first thing is to eat breakfast before I do anything personal hygiene. It simply means that that has become my culture. That has become my ritual. You know, when we say somebody is spiritual, it simply means the person has adopted the culture of the spirit. The culture of the spirit is a ritual, a particular thing you do, a particular thing you do in order to experience a particular result. So being spiritual for those in Christendom, being spiritual has a certain way one must behave. One must assess and live in the transcendence of life. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that one must be able to assess the life in the spirit and walk in that spirit. So in Galatians, we are told that we live in the spirit by reason of being accepted into the beloved, by reason of being born again, born of the spirit and born of God. And when we are accepted into the beloved, Paul says that if we live in the spirit, if we have been now positioned in the spirit, if we have been now translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus, then we must also live in the spirit. What does it mean? It means that we must adopt the life of the spirit. The Bible says that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, and as usual, I want to read. Of course, I won't be able to read every scripture I quote here. It will take time. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Colossians chapter 3, the verse 4. He says that when Christ, now let me pick it from the verse 2. He says that set your affection, in other words, set your desires. Set your desires. Now, desire, one key to becoming who you are is desire. One key to becoming who you want to be, one key to accessing the realm you want to access is desire. You must have affection towards the things of God. You must understand the things of God, and no man can desire what they do not understand and what they do not know. That is why desire is wrong when knowing is wrong. But glory be to God that tonight in this place you receive an anointing to access precise revealed knowledge in the name of the Lord Jesus. He says that. If ye be risen with Christ, Colossians chapter 3 from the verse 1, he says that if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affection, set your desire, set your thinking, set your yearning on things above. That is why heaven is above. Heaven is not up. Heaven is above. He says that, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. In other words, it's either your desire is towards the things of God or towards anything outside God. And I'm sure you understand that. He says that, for you are dead and your life, hallelujah, you see, in Christendom, we die to live. Oh, Lobo Shaya Laba. So when I see a Christian who is afraid to die, I see a believer that has not had enough understanding, enough tutoring, enough mentoring in the word of God. Oh, Lobo Shaya. He said, for you have died, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4, he says, when Christ, who is our life, Olomoshaya, you know, the actual rendition doesn't say who. He says that when Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. In other words, the only way a man can access and enter glory is when a man has the life of Christ inside of him, and when a man has Christ in view. He said, when Christ shall appear. Oh, I understand Paul. When he says that, let Christ be formed in you. He said, my little children, for whom I travail until Christ be formed in you. The other time he said, for you have not put on Christ. A man must put on Christ. A man must have Christ as his focus. Hebrews says something amazing. Hebrews says that looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, go, Lord, Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if only you understand who you are. Scripture said, as a man thinketh in his heart, as a man desires in his heart, as a man is able to mold, build, culture his desire in his heart, so he is. A man's becoming is dependent on his desire. What a man desires, okay. Your acceptance into the beloved comes with the forgiveness of sins. And do you know that forgiveness of sins even comes with desire? Because you must hear the word, believe in your heart, and confess. Why do you have to believe in your heart and confess? You must believe in your heart so that it will design a certain desire, a certain thinking, a certain affection towards what you have heard, so that you can profess what you have heard and say, Lord, unto you I surrender all. And so Jesus gives a parable of the unforgiving servant in Matthew chapter 18 from verse, 20-something, to the verse 30-something, but my point is on the 32. Now, in the verse 32, Loko Shamba Baba Bahaya, this particular servant that was forgiven in the earlier verses had met another person that was owing him and decides to get it by all means, not releasing mercy, not releasing what the Lord or what his master had shown him. And when he was brought to the master said, you were forgiven because you desired me. You were not forgiven because you asked for forgiveness. You were forgiven because you desired me. Forgiveness is not because of how well you can say, Lord, forgive me, or how well you can cry. Forgiveness is because we are able to desire. The whole concept of grace, because God released grace out of love. And love functions with the culture of desire. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There was a particular culture of love. As a man thinketh in his heart, he said, let us make man in our own image. There was a thinking, there was a craving, there was a desire, there was a motive, there was a yearning to have a man that can relate with the Godhead. So much so that it is not difficult that we are able to give the ultimate prize to save man that has fallen. And I just pray that you come to that place where you are able to desire your, you are able to culture your desire. The Bible says that the flesh lusted against the spirit in Galatians. It says that the flesh lusted against the spirit. What does he mean? The flesh has a desire. The spirit has a desire. But there comes a place where a man's desire, where the desire of the flesh, the desire of the body, the carnal desire of a man overwhelms the desire of the spirit. And in that place, man has given attention to the desire of the flesh and has taken over his culture. The way we are able to adopt a particular culture into our recent culture, a man is able to adopt the culture of the flesh. And that is when a man yields the fruits of the flesh. But when a man is able to harness the desires of the spirit. You are probably wondering, how do I desire the desires of the spirit? The Bible said, for it is God who is at work in man, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God, he first designs a particular desire inside of man. He arouses a desire inside of man. The reason why you are yearning for the prophetic, and it is not because you want a name, and it's not because you want people to know you, it is not because you want people to clap you, to clap for you, it is not because you want people to shout your name, Odi, 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 or man of God, man of God. It's because the Spirit of God, by the agency of God's instruction, has caught a certain desire inside of you, and that is why you are yearning the things of the Spirit. Paul said, I will not leave you ignorant of the spirituals. And I said that a ritual simply means something you do, a way of doing things. What is culture? A way of life. So a ritual of the spirit. And Paul said, I will not have you ignorant of the rituals of the spirit. I will not have you ignorant of the cultures of the spirit. Then he said that there are administrations of the spirit. There are oppressions of the spirit. He begins to talk of certain things of the spirit. He begins to talk of the gift of prophecy. He begins to talk of the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discerning of spirit. He begins to talk of the gift of faith, the gift of working miracles, healing. It is a culture. He said, desire more that you may prophesy. In other words, in order for you to walk in all the rest, you must desire them. However, it is my personal recommendation that you desire more to prophesy. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. May the desire of the Spirit overwhelm you in the name of the Lord Jesus. What is your will? What is your choice? What do you place premium importance on? What is on top of your priority? Those things tell of your will, and your will is a result of your desire. Culture your desire. Culture your desire. Moroko shanda la bahaya. Reko shepala ba 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 ba. Reko shetala bahaya. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said, desire, yeah, covet, choose to follow after charity and the spiritual. Roko shembe. Yearn to follow after the way of love. Yearn to follow after the way of compassion. He said, Ibarasende kosha baba baba. Roshe kalabandia stolomo ovalabash. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, kaba baba baba. Mondolo boshende belebeke paradabaya. Desire. Your craving. Your will. It is not wrong for you to have a craving. But the kind of craving you have. And to what end? Why do you have that will? Why are you yearning for that? Why are you yearning for that? Peter said, as newborn babies or as babies, desire the sincere milk of the word of God. In other words, culture your desire. First of all, after the word of God, for the sake of your maturity, desire does a lot. Your will, your drive. You know, when I say desire, it sounds more unspiritual. When I say desire, it sounds a bit unspiritual. But you see, for King James lovers like myself, probably you may like yearning, longing, covet. Even covet has two sides. But all these things work in a manner, a dry. He said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. In other words, the distance between you and the manifestation of what you are looking forward to is not just the action, but also the desire. Because you need the desire to be conscious. Yesterday I was saying something. Oh, of course, not you. But yesterday I was saying something. And I was saying that a man's consciousness is a man's awakening to a particular reality. In a book I'm yet to release called The Transcendent Life, I stated in there that God intended that man first awakens to God before himself. So when you release the breath into man, man's awakening was to God, and so man was able to adhere to everything that God had told him. His desire was towards God, and God will come and fellowship with them until man fell. The man's awakening, man's consciousness was first to self before God. When they ate the fruit, their awakening, their response, what came into mind was not God's reaction, but how they appear. They are walking to self. And that is why when a man comes into the beloved, when a man comes into the epi-synagogue, when a man comes into the assembling of the saints, there is a gatherer. And so the psalmist will say, a psalm unto Asaph. Oh, 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 Shara. A psalm unto Asaph. And Asaph means gatherer. And he says that where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. There is a gatherer. His name is the Lord. And so in Psalm 76, he says that he stands in Judah. Then he talks about standing in the congregation. Also in Psalm 82, I believe. There is a gatherer. There is a gatherer. And he gathers us in his name. And when he gathers us in his name, we are actually gathered in the place of God. We are gathered in a particular spiritual location. So one of the quotations I love quoting before service is, for we have come unto Mount Zion, the city of God. Whenever we come to God, whenever we are gathered in the name of God, we are gathered in the heavens. A particular reality of the heavenly Jerusalem, talking of the symbolism of Zion. So he said, you have come unto Mount Zion, the city of God, the company of innumerable number of angels. So when we come into consciousness of the reality of who we are, who we have joined, in whose name we are gathered. That is why angels marvel when they see men who have an understanding of their identity in God, being humble. Now, over the previous weeks, for the past 8 weeks, I've been talking about we've been talking about fire there, fire here. And I quoted a scripture from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. And I want to read so that you see where I'm coming from. Malabashaya. He says that, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us all? There is a power that is given to us. He said, what is the exceeding greatness of his power? What is the exaggeration of the megaton of his dunamis to us all who believe, according to the energy, according to the working of his iskus, okay, of his. Power, we see might in there. We see, he says that, number one, he says that the exceeding greatness of his power, dunamis, to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Iskus, kratos, and dunamis. Everything we could talk when we come to power. And it will amaze you to know that I was saying the other time that when we say dunamis, we actually mean dunamao. And dunamao simply means, in English, we can talk of explosives. Because when you talk of the exceeding greatness of his power, we are talking of the exaggeration of the megaton of his explosives. Oh, God, give me grace. We are talking of the power God has placed in us. In other words, we are actually a storage reserve of God's power. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What does he mean? When you receive the Holy Ghost, you have received power. So my brother, the apostle Okoro, was saying that the Holy Spirit is the secret to any level of power you ever want. All you need is to just get into it. So he says that the power that is given to us, word, and that word is in dunamis, from the word dunamao, which is also from dunamao, to endue with power, to fill with power, to place power in something. And it will shock you to know that in classical Greek, dunamao was actually used for demigods. And so they used it for people like you, Hercules. They use it for people like Hercules, human beings that were half God, half man. And so that is what they use. Someone that Zeus, for them, Zeus has pumped in a lot of ability and strength to be able to deliver his generation. Ladies and gentlemen, God has invested his power inside of you, and it will take you to long after what is already placed inside of you. He said that as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word of God, so that as you progress, you will move from, what's the first breast milk? Colostrum. I think I have nurses online. I have Cecilia, Lucy. Colostrum, right? From that part to the very last point where the breast milk is beginning to ferment, like my skin you've kept for long. That's just by the way. But to that level, where they begin to go for higher matters, weightier matters. It is for the young believer to overcome the devil. It is for the young believer to overcome the devil. So John writes, in First John, he says that, I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Whatever desire that is negative, God has placed inside of you. And so Peter writes that everything that pertains to godliness, everything that pertains to the culture of a god, a demigod, and glory be to God, we are better than Hercules. Oh, I am better than Hercules. I am not fine. I may not be able to lift heavy things. But what I can do, according to the power that worketh in me, according to the explosion inside of me, according to the working of the explosives of God. Moko rama shande, lekro shivala baba baba bahaya. Keba baba baba. Rondo lobo shepede me shanda la bahaya. Reke shondolo buhoboshe. Repe bele be kapala bashanda baba baba baba. Oh, King of glory. King of glory. King of glory. King of glory. Mala baba baba baba. Relo shepala bakadie. Shtekula baba baba baba. Get me the feed on Facebook, please. Lomo Shandi Belekushe Prata la ba 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 ba. I sense a grace already. I sense a grace already. I sense a grace already. Lemeshanda palabahaya. Probably you've been in a place where you were not able to exercise enough power. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not only is God placing a certain yearning inside of you. In Psalm 76, the Bible said, a son to Neginoth. Neginoth. To Asaph. Neginoth means a stringed instrument, a certain music that was used to mock someone, mockery music. Then he said to Asaph. Then in 77, he begins to speak of the glorious things that God can do in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, it will amaze you the levels you will ever enter if only you are able to culture your desire. There is a desire of the spirit. There is a desire of the flesh. And you have been given every ability that you need. All that you need. All that empowerment you need. Molo bo shanda baba. Galatians, thank you, Jesus. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. He says that, this I say, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, what he said is that, walk according to the lust of the spirit, so that you will not become a slave to the desires of the flesh. You want to lift up prayer right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Leme koraba shanda palabababa. Rekunche balabababa. Reno shepalabadabadaba. Shie kondolobo shembelebedebe. You are praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever longing inside of you, whatever craving inside of you, that is not of God. That does not allow the workings of the things of the Spirit. Paul said, desire after charity and after the spirituals, after the ritual of the Spirit, after the culture of the Spirit. Lift up prayer right now, and you are declaring in the name of the Lord Jesus, Rekus ita ageve, stondi ivaras, rekondi libishanda la babapa, Paul said, for there is a certain law inside of me, even though I want to flow according to the law of the spirit of life, he said, there is something inside of me such that I'm not able to do that which I want to do, that which I desire to do, that which I long to do, that which I covet to do. Leku pati kada itu shete makavada lika doshe pratala baba baba rekeshonda lobohosa. Every desire that is not of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let it be taken out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lebo shalabaya. I hear the Spirit of the Lord awakening a lot of desires inside of you. Is awakening a lot of desires inside of you. It will amaze you the things that you begin to yearn for. Lomo shanda bahaya bas. Rekunte lebe shanda bababa. Last year somewhere, I was telling someone that right now what I'm working on is not to increase in the prophetic or to increase in anything, the apostolic, in the miracles or anything. I've seen miracles. I've seen healings. I've prophesied at least 1 or 2 weeks. It's fine. What I want is to be able to move from one place to the other without transporting. At a certain point in time, I thought it wasn't necessary. It's not a possibility. But just few days ago, just few days ago, I realized that, Jesus is a Messiah. The spirit that took Ezekiel in the spirit, the spirit that took Elijah in the spirit, the spirit that took Philip in the spirit, is the spirit of God inside of me. Now, I want to share with you briefly how to culture your desire to harness your next level, to harness the next level of the prophetic inside of you, the teaching grace inside of you, the miracles. Number one, be free-minded. Number two, like Paul said, desire after love. You may not know how to love. You may not know how to love boundlessly. You may not know how to work out that love. Probably you love the things of God, but when that woman that smells so much comes to you for prayer, it's difficult to hug the person, even though the Spirit of God is saying, hug the person and pray for the person. Just desire after it. And your desire has a way of strategizing your prayer. Your heart prays. Your spirit prays beyond what your lips and your tongue and your voice box can produce. I tell you. Now, one proof that your spirit continues praying, your heart continues praying beyond the movings of your lips and your tongue and your voice box is that sometimes you are just there. And before you realize, you just burst out in the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Shada ba ba ba. Not that you intended to do it, but it just comes inside of you. Something just comes inside of you. You hear the word of God. You hear something. You hear some testimonies, and you are just, something wells up inside of you. It is God who is at work inside of you. He's trying to bring out something. He's trying to birth out something. He's trying to allow something explode inside of you. And one of these days, that longing you have been having to prophesy, to see visions, to dream dreams, to work miracles, to heal, it will shock you one of these days. It is going to show up. I'm telling you, one of these days, it is going to show up. Just one of these days. One of these days. It will shock you how it will show forth. I don't remember the first time I ever prophesied, and it was correct. I don't remember the first time that thing happened. It just happened. Before I realized, I knew something. I had seen something. I had heard something. I had heard something. I had heard something. I had heard something. Is comfort still there? Is comfort still there? Right now, I'm hearing comfort in this particular ear. I'm hearing, okay, she's there. I'm hearing comfort in this particular ear. And it's amazing. It's just one longing. I started by longing after the word of God. God, I want to be able to teach things no man is teaching. I want to be able to answer the questions no other man is answering. And it took some years, about 2 or 3 years, 4 years probably. And the Lord began to walk me in the prophetic. Before I realized, I would just be really receiving words of knowledge. Words of knowledge. Words of knowledge. Words of knowledge. Like that. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Oh, Boboshaya. Can you give me a gallery view over there so that I see the people there? I hear Victor, and I'm hearing something. I wait. Oh, Victor Ouna. I think I've spoken about that before. I think I've spoken about that before. So, how to culture your desire? All right, can you? I said, pull it to the side so that I'll be closer to my view. How to conquer your desire. Be deliberate about it. Be conscious of it. Be deliberate about it. Be conscious of it. Be conscious of it. I want to begin to enter a place where healing will begin to... I didn't even finish the word of God that I wanted to bring about, but I think I've spoken pretty much. And all I have to do is just to be conscious. Just to be conscious. I was listening to Prophet Kobus of, how do you say that? In loving memory, of blessed memory. So Prophet Kobus of blessed memory. And he was saying that the prophetic came in a particular way. He said, one time he had just finished working on his car. He came in all greasy and dirty and all that, took off his boots, entered the bath and bathed, took his bath, you know. I don't want to demonstrate it how he demonstrated it. He demonstrated it, but he took his bath. And when he was done, he just dropped the towel, went to where his clothes are, his wardrobe or something, to get a change of clothes. And he heard, go back to the bathroom. So he went back and he was asked, look down. And he looked, like, okay, yes, what's up? And he was asked to pick the towel. I was like, ah, we've got workers here, cleaners here, who do all these things. So he resisted for about 3 times. Then he picked the towel. Then when he picked the towel, he cleaned the place. I was like, wow, we really do not need a cleaner after all. We can really do this work by ourselves. And the Spirit of the Lord told him, your consciousness has been awakened. And that was the beginning of his prophetic life. Whenever your conscience, you see, the conscience of the believer is fueled by the Spirit of God. If you cannot see anything wrong in drinking water and throwing it in that gutter, there's something wrong with your conscience as a believer. And it means that it will be difficult for you to harness certain things of the Spirit. Purity is not just about being chaste. Purity is not just about not sleeping around, not smoking, or anything like that. But your mind must be pure. 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 This thing has to be done. I have to be in this place at this time. I give my word on this particular issue. I've got to be there. It is the Spirit of God reminding you, because the Spirit of God has taken over your conscience and is now announcing to you, young man, you said you'll be there by 7 o'clock. Start that meeting by 7 o'clock. If you are able to obey that voice, if you are able to obey that leading, it becomes easier. The Bible says that Jesus, after he was baptized, was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. What if he had not obeyed the leading of the Spirit? Would he have come back in the kind of grace he came back with? What if John the Baptist had not heeded to the leading of the Spirit to live where he was living, preach the kind of message he was preaching, which was so different from what everybody was doing, eat the kind of food he was eating, wear the kind of clothes he was wearing, baptize people as he was doing when nobody else was baptizing? Many people in our days, desires are after the desires of other people. They have cultured a particular desire because they have seen people doing certain things. Everybody is prophesying, so I've got to prophesy. Everybody is doing this, so I've got to do this. I talk of the miracles a lot, and it will shock you that I know that it is not just any miracle. As much as I believe, I know the ones that I have been warranted, licensed. The angel of the Lord came, taught me what to do in a particular instance. This is how we correct a bone broken. This is how we do this. This is how we do this. So if you see me doing it, it is not just about yearning. But yet, after the spirit that is making me do that, one way to become what you want to be is to culture your desire after the right thing. Culture your desire after the source, not the produce. Culture your desire after the source. No, it is the spirit at work. It is an administration of the spirit, an operation of the spirit, a diversity of the spirit. Who gives it? It is the spirit. If there is any longing, it should be after the spirit. When my eyes opened and my heart opened to ministry, all I wanted was God's heart. I always had the story of David inside my mind. I'm like, oh, how lovely it will be if God can say, James is a man after my own heart. And I was like, God, give me your heart. Give me your heart. And I believe it's one of the things that has preserved me. It's been 9 to 10 years I had this in mind. And I believe that is one of the things that has kept me going. I don't care what happens. One time, it was 11 people. Another time, 20-something. Today, it's 8. I don't care. Somebody has heard what God has placed on my heart to release. My yearning is not after the applause. Ladies and gentlemen, if only you allow the Spirit of God take over your consciousness. Paul said, yearn and long after charity and the spirituals. But ladies and gentlemen, God gave the Spirit of God in us so that he will shed abroad in our hearts the agape. So what you really need to yearn after is the Spirit of God. What you really need to yearn after is the Spirit of God. The prophetic is a part of the Spirit of God. If you are close to the Spirit, he will tell you things. He will tell you things. I could be on the phone with someone and I hear the voice of someone in the background. And I'm like, who is that? This, that. And I end up prophesying about the person. And it's not because of anything. I want to look. It feels good. That's the truth. It feels good when it is true. It feels good when somebody that was having some pain can now feel the pain is gone. It feels good, I can tell you. I've seen people getting healed. I've seen people having miracles. And it feels good, ladies and gentlemen. But that's never the point. The point is that God is happy. The name of God has been known. The name of God has been proclaimed through that singular act. Ladies and gentlemen, the place you must culture your heart is one in the word of God and after the spirit. Your yearning and your desire as part of the bride is after your groom and no one else. Jesus, the Christ, and the Lord. We live in him. In him we live and have our being. Whatever we do, the Bible says that we are seated in Christ. Our position is in him. And those that die in the Lord, the Bible says that precious in the sight of God is the death of the saints. Why? Because they sleep in Christ. First, initially they slept in the Abraham's bosom. But when he led captivity captive, that location changed. From resting in Abraham's bosom. Help. You know, Abraham had cultured his desire after the heavenly Jerusalem. He had cultured his desire after Christ. Jesus said that Abraham sought to see my day. He saw it, he believed, and it was accounted unto him righteousness. He saw it and he rejoiced. Why is it that Abraham, in his time, when righteousness was not imputed but given, got righteousness imputed? Because he was able to see the day of Christ in the story of the stars. When the Lord has said, look into the heavens concerning his descendancy, and he saw the stars, he saw the constellations, and he saw the story told of the Messiah and into the age to come. and it was accounted to him faith and righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, Christ is already, he is our life. Whoa, he is our life. Everything we've got to do, everything is centered about Christ. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of Christ. Everything is Christ. The Word of God is prime. The Word of God is important. That is how we are able to alter our lusts, our desires after the Spirit. I just want to lift up one prayer. Before I begin to prophesy, I've heard a couple of words for people. I just hope they are still there. All right, I think so. I think so. Comfort is gone. Moro shandala babaya. Kure sebetuze palagabaya. You are lifting up prayer. And you are asking that the Spirit of God will fuel the desires of the Spirit inside of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Malabashaya. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Shando koboho baya balaba. Repekunde limo shapa ba 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 ba. Roshe telebe de losha. Redoski vanda la bahadias. For it is God who is at work in us, both to will and to do of His good. The working of God inside of you is to harness something inside of you so that you'll be able to reach for what God has placed inside of you. May your yearning, may your longing, I said that zeal is to be consumed by love. And whenever a man is consumed by love, a man has a cultured desire. The only question is what his love is after. Something from Ephesians, then I pray, then I prophesy. I promise that I will talk briefly on the Word of God. It's a long thing about culturing one's desire. I think I have to write a piece on it. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3, he says that among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, had he quickened us together with Christ. What does it mean to be quickened? He said, initially, we had natural lusts, natural desires of the flesh and of the mind. But whilst we were dead in sins, by having those kind of lusts and desires, he quickened us. The Bible says that in the Spirit that raised up Christ from death dwells in your mortal bodies, he shall quicken us. When there is a quickening, there is an awakening to a certain reality. Who awakens you determines what reality they awaken you to. If you sleep and I tap you and I awake you, I have awoken you to my environment. So if the Spirit of God is the one awakening us, then he is awakening us to his environment. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may you be awakened to the environment of the Spirit like never before. May the realm of the Spirit be so real, be so manifested in your eyes like never before. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May the realm of the angelic be a normal, casual thing you see and experience. Desires are being awakened inside of you. The desires of the Spirit are being awakened inside of you. The desires of the Spirit are being awakened inside of you. Father, I thank you for your word. I give you praise and I give you glory. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, the hearts of my listeners are fertile enough that this word has yielded even already, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are never the same again. All you need now is to pay attention to what is inside of your heart. In the book I quoted from, which I'm yet to release, Pray for Grace for Me So That I'm Able to Release It, I said something that one way you know that your spirit is in operation is that you begin to feel something inside of you. Sometimes you feel it on you so much that it's like you are carrying something, some kind of heaviness inside of you. But most of the times, it's kind of inside of your belly. So the scripture said, out of thy belly shall flow streams of living waters. There is a reaction inside of your belly. And whenever your desires and your actions are soulish and of the mind, natural and not supernatural, you realize that you begin to feel it on your heart. You begin to feel it on your chest. That is why when somebody annoys you, it is your chest that you feel the heat. When you get broken heart, that God never asked you to go and love anybody, you realize that you feel it right kind of up here. It is a sign that what you are feeling is not fueled by the Spirit of God. When you are angered in your spirit, you don't feel it on your chest. You feel it on your inside. And it comes with a particular understanding. And you seek to bring solution and not to end up being in a mediocre place where you are pitiful. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. May the Lord bring you into the place of the reality of the Spirit. Now,
amen.
I want to prophesy. Can I prophesy?
Yes, sir.
So it's been a while.
Yes, sir. It's a privilege to be part of this meeting, sir.
Supernatural. The realm of the supernatural will be easily accessible to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. When you lift up your hands to pray, may you hear the voice of the Spirit in your ear, in your heart, in your mind. You see, one of the things is that the Spirit of God actually talks a lot. He speaks a lot to us. But the issue is that we get to a place we are so familiar with the voice of the Spirit of the Lord such that we begin to see it as, oh, my God, the big HMC. Oh, my God, the big HMC. You know, it is okay for an unbeliever to say BB. But once you are a believer, the Spirit of God has taken over. So that BB is not BB. It's the Spirit of God speaking to you. And if only you will pay attention to it, you realize that the realm of the prophetic or the realm of the spirit, it's so real. So real. I can't say it. I can't overestimate it. I can't emphasize it profoundly, but it's so real. That's all I want to say. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that through this channel, the Lord will raise a generation that will come into this reality, that will come into this realm. The Lord keep him. The Lord preserve him. He calls his name to shine upon you. As a matter of fact, the Lord has placed his name upon you. The day the Lord Jesus was hung upon the cross, it was written in Latin and in Hebrew. In Latin, it was written I-N-R-I. In Hebrew, it was written Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Okay? Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Yeshua HaNazarene, that is Yod He. Then there is the verb, King, Vimelech, of King of the Jews. Ha Yehudim, Yod He Vav He. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Yahweh. And a lamb, Jesus is our Passover lamb. And the name that is placed on the Passover lamb is the name of the family that is sacrificing the lamb. So ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord sacrificed Jesus as our Passover lamb for us, the name that rests upon us, our family name is not Jesus. Our family name is not Christ. Christ is our spousal name. Because we are married to Christ, we become part of the Christ. He is the head, we are the body. All together, we are Christ. That is our spousal name. But our family name is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, I-R-M-R-I. Inri. That was what Pilato, that is true, right? Pilate wrote on the plane that was there. And that was why the priests were like, take it off. And he said, Se grapha de grapha. What is written is written. Tonight I declare upon your life, whatever is written about your life in the scrolls of your destiny is what is written. No man can change it. No man can infuse it with anything. What God has said he will do, he will do. He is the one that says yes and no one can say no. He's the one that opens a door and no man can shut. And he's the one that shuts a door and no man can open. It is his counsel that stands. Any other counsel is nonsense. Just like the counsel of Ahithophel, when he sidelined, when he took himself from the Lord and took himself from the man of God, his counsel became foolishness. May the counsel of your enemies be foolishness. May the name of the Lord be expressed in your life. Wherever you step, may the people experience God in your life, and experience God upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. It's always an honor to have you today. I don't know where my congregation... Oh, you are 9. It looks like 6. I don't know where my congregation went to, but it's an honor to have you. God bless and God keep you. I appreciate you joining. I hope you join next week. Next week, I'm talking about... But I'm talking about witnesses unto me. What makes a witness? What makes a witness? He said, it is when the Holy Spirit has come and you have received power that you become witnesses unto me. There is something to do with power and witnessing. Evangelism is not for those that are powerless and can only speak. It is for those that are powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, join me next week and be your host, RJ, anytime, any day, anywhere. And it's always a blessing coming your way. The Lord bless and the Lord keep you. I love you from my heart. Bye bye.
Good night. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.